Blog Talk Radio.
How are you?
I'm good and got some rest. I'm so glad I did.
I don't think anybody could hear me.
No, but I don't think anybody. And I'll say it again. I do feel better this morning. I feel like I got some rest, and I feel really up today. So a good thing, you know.
Oh my goodness! I am so sorry. I have this new headset, and the mic, to mute my mic, it goes. It's actually on the headphones. So whenever I go to put them on, it's muted. So you guys didn't hear me say good morning to you this morning. So good morning. Wow. Anyway, today is that special day. Today is Oracle Friday, and Dr. Reggie is in the house. Now, let me tell you something. I love the readings from Dr. Reggie, and the reason is because, well, he's my husband. That's not... No, but, hey, Reggie, I think one of our first dates you gave me a reading, didn't you?
I did.
So, they said they're not able to dial in. They're getting a busy signal. Okay, the dial-in number is 914-338-0590. You're getting a busy signal? I was wondering why my room was empty this morning. Okay. Can you hear me? Okay, so they can hear us broadcasting, but they're having trouble dialing in. They're getting a busy signal.
Wow.
Okay, so here's the deal. I don't know if I can fix this or not. But if you have a question for Dr. Reggie, go into our chat room. Our chat room is open. And go ahead and type in your question this morning, and we'll do this. We'll do it through the chat room until we can straighten out what's happening with the number. Unfortunately, Blog Talk Radio is not available to help us at this hour. So, Dr. Reggie, do you want to go ahead and move forward, or do you want to cancel the show, or what?
Forward. Prayer. Are you ready?
Yes. So, Susie's in the chat room. All of my guests that are in the chat room, the phone line is not working, so we're going to do readings from the chat room. If you could,
we'll pray that it will be on when we do everything. We'll pray that everything will be in order.
Okay, you want to take us into our opening prayer?
Yes. Heavenly Father, thank you for the power of insight and intuitive abilities. Let us be the high priest and the high priestess of the secret knowledge. We can see with others' eyes, others' ears, and there are no secrets. Everything in the universe is free. We unlock those doors today, and we enter the temple and go within into the place of divine power, divine knowledge. We believe everything is powerful in us, and we are relaxed and at ease. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Okay, so I'm going to ask if you're in the chat room and you can periodically try our call-in number so we'll know if it's working or not. That number is 914-338-0590. because we would love to take calls this morning. In the meantime, if you're in our chat room, please just type up your question for Dr. Reggie, and we'll do our readings that way. So Susie is in the house. Susie says, Dr. Reggie will know what message I would like.
Mm-hmm.
She wants a divine message from Spirit, please.
Okay. She ready now?
Are you ready, Susie? I'm sure she's going to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she put it.
Well, what I'm doing is calling on good spirits, and I call on every karmic force and on the worldwide ruling power of the universe to make smooth your way, and that love will be brought to you. And love is a powerful force, love that you deserve, not love that you necessarily want, but the love that's made for you. When people are lovers, you have to spend time. I don't care if you're daydreaming about the sort of love you want or the romantic adventure you want and that you would have. The most important thing is, with your prayer, know that love is powerful and that you need it. It's for you. But also know that it's not a selfish thing. The person you want probably wants you too. But don't put all your marbles in one basket and say, this is it and that's all there is. No, it isn't. As a significant part of love, you have to leave a space so that you'll have room to meet this wonderful person that's made for you. If the person is attached to someone else, or they're bound by a vow and a contract with someone else, you cannot break that. But know that in your mind, if you love this person, why do you love them? Have they indicated that they love you? Pay attention to the signals. And know that you are worthy of love. You have to be loving in your spirit. And give love to this person and receive love from this person. And know that your love is passionate, your love is intense as a flame, and your love is long and lasting. And if you deserve this love, know that you will. Believe it is so, and so it is.
All righty. Dr. Reggie says for us to move forward. I just tried the line, and we're still getting a fast, busy. So if you want to have a reading this morning, you need to go into our chat room and type up your question. And we'll see how this goes. I don't know if it's going to straighten itself out or not. But, hey, we're here, and there is no such thing as time or distance in spirit. So this is almost like getting an email reading, right, Dr. Reggie?
I say believe that everything is in divine order.
Right.
And it's for a reason, and let it go.
So Susie says, and so it is, amen. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. Okay. Anyone else have a question this morning for Dr. Reggie? For those who are just logging in, our call-in number is down this morning, so we're doing readings by chat. This is interesting. And I'm waiting to hear something. So, Dr. Reggie, you want to talk a little bit? Okay. She says you can address the meaning of saying amen.
Who said that?
Brenda.
Amen means, when I say so it is, that's what amen is. When you say and so it is, it means amen. It means it is done, it is sealed, and I know it. I don't doubt the power of prayer. When you put that energy out there and you say amen, you and heaven agree that it is done. If you doubt after you say amen, what's the point of praying? When you say so it is, and so it is, it's not going to be, it's not what, it is. God is a great I am, not I was, not I will be, but now. And so it is. When you project your prayer in through time and space, it's done. What is that beeping sound?
I don't know.
Maybe it's clear now.
And so Brenda says, so it is better. She's asking if it's better.
Either way, God knows your heart and your intention. It's up to you what you feel better about. Because it honors prayer.
You know, we've been brought up so much with just saying amen at the end of a prayer, but we really don't know what it means. But if you say, and so it is, we all know what it means.
Yeah, it's now.
But they basically mean the same thing. She says, was amen used in Egypt? It's part of Hebrew. Is it part of the Hebrew?
Yes, it was. It's a part when they do prayer to, they honored God, but they also honored the goddess. They had different gods in Egypt, and they did use the amen. They did.
Okay. So Susie's asking some follow-up questions. She says, first of all, so Dr. Reggie, Tim is not my man?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I did not say that.
And her next question is,
saying, if this man is tied with the holy vow of marriage, don't use your influence to break up with your desire that marriage. Let it be what God wants it to be. If he's meant to be with you, then he will be with you. But if it's not, don't force it. If you force this out of marriage and you think you're not doing it, it'll be more problems than you ever had in your life. You don't want that. Let him decide to be out and come to you in love.
Okay, so she's saying, is it just not time for us yet, or he is not my man? I think she's trying to figure out. Susie, I'm going to ask a question. I think Susie is trying to figure out.
It's not about the time or who he is. It's about the circumstance. You can't break up a vow on earth that somebody put together. If he's not happy and he's telling you that, let him get out of the marriage on his own. Don't pull yourself into it when he's going through something. I've done this before many, many times where people are wishing so bad. This is my man. I want him so much. And when this man is coming through out of divorce, he's all the pain and anguish he's gone through and the stuff he didn't want to have. And the kids, and the mortgage, and the disappointments, and everything. And if someone cheated on him, then you try to bring in a new love for him. That's not solving his problem. What's solving his problem is to let him heal first. Otherwise, you'll get some of the damage on you. And you're like, why is he acting this way? Oh, my God. Then you'll get pain. You'll have more pain. Let it be what it is. I'm not saying one way or the other if he's not for you. I'm saying let him heal first.
Wow. Okay. So we've got a couple of questions rolling in here. Susie, I hope this has answered your question. I know that you want companionship right now, and so I hope that this is giving you some solace. You know. All right. She says, okay, I understand, my dear ones. Thank you very much. All right, so now I've got Brenda, I'm not ignoring you. I need to go back and try to follow your questions here for one second. She was asking about amen, and then she says, was amen connected with the sun god?
Yes.
Egypt?
Amen. It was. Amen. As amen, because they didn't know. Everybody had a different god. And in Egypt, there was Osiris and a whole bunch of people who were gods, determined god. And also the female energy of God, the goddess Isis, was also a person who was a person of influence and power and majesty. And the women looked up to her as a savior. And so the sun god, oh, my God, it was very powerful in those days. And with the people worshiping the sun because it's what made things happen. It made the things grow. It gave them warmth and heat and energy, and they had visions in the sun. So, yeah, they did have a sun god, and it was from Amun.
Amun-Ra.
Mm-hmm, Amun-Ra.
Mm-hmm. She says, where does your wisdom and knowledge come from?
There's from God. From God.
Hey, Brenda, did you hear that? There's only one source, God. So I hope that answered your question. She's typing. Yes. Amen. All righty. Our phone lines are down this morning, but we're still here doing readings. If you'd like to have a reading, please log in to Blog Talk Radio at Circles of Prosperity. And our chat room is up. And we are taking...
Gloria moderating chat room?
Gloria logged in. She typed us a message, and then she logged out. I don't know if she's back in or not. But anyway, I'm trying to follow questions as they come up in the chat room this morning. And we'll do this for a little while. I don't know what's wrong with the line. I'm glad we didn't have a guest on today. Well, you are a guest, but okay. Here's Jane. Are there any messages from me on how to continue on my spiritual path? Jane is her first name, Reggie.
Okay, Jane. One thing I do know that you're doing, you have a very powerful ability. Don't doubt your spiritual power because you're born with it. And you are a natural healer, and you're supposed to speak. You are protected by angels. Michael works very powerful with you. And some people don't understand it. Sometimes you don't understand it, but, you know, you're born with this knowledge. You are a high priestess in the spiritual realm. You have the power already. Don't deny it. Don't know that it is already. Like I said before, when you go within, you are at one with the secret knowledge. And you see with other eyes and other ears and other senses. You have this place. Learn to go within to the secret place. Envision yourself going deeper into the temple. You pass through several rooms. Allow your imagination to flourish them as you desire. And finally, you pass through a door into a large, darkened room. Two pillars are standing there. And the one is pictured of yourself as the high priestess. Between those pillars, they stand on an altar. Everything to you is clear. Hidden knowledge is brought forth. And the light of understanding. And so it is.
Wow. Susie just said, sorry for making Dr. Reggie crazy.
Oh, no, you don't make me crazy. Nobody has that power. Only God can do that. I'm not being crazy. I'm just giving you the answer. It's not crazy at all. I know what you feel. But the thing is, if you keep doing this, you're going to make yourself crazy by going around and around with the same question over and over and over again. Is he not for me? Is he for me? Is he the right one? Is he not the one? What's going on? Why is he? You're making yourself crazy. So don't do that to yourself. Love yourself more. And have so much love that love will come through you, whether it's Tim or someone else.
That's such good advice. Okay, so Brenda has another question. She says, there's so many false prophets in the world today. How do we know when we are getting correct information?
How do you know when you're not?
I know how. I know how we know. I know. I'm raising my hand.
Okay, well, go ahead and answer your question, but I'm telling how you know you're not. There are many false people, and to me, there's no such thing as a false one. If you're not getting an answer that you need and it's not loving and resourceful, then no, it's not a true prophecy. But everything that a prophet does happens, and they tell you something, it always comes to pass. That's how you know, according to the book of Deuteronomy, that a person is a man of God or a woman of God. When they tell you something and it does not occur, they're not from God. They're making things up through ego. So when God gives you a message, it's a dynamic message. It resonates with your heart, and it comes to pass. End of story.
Wow, I love that. You know, Wow, that's just amazing. And here's the thing. So many people have followed up with Dr. Reggie. They will call. Sometimes you just had a reading with a lady that had a reading about 2 years ago. And she finally reconnected with you and she said, oh, my God, everything that you told me happened. She said, at the time you gave me the reading, you told me I was going to go to Texas. I thought, oh, that's crazy. That's not going to happen. And she wound up going to Texas and you told her she would be happy. She was very happy there. So I can testify to the fact that a lot of people call Dr. Reggie sometimes months or years later and tell him that everything worked, occurred just the way he had said that it did. And I think even that they are almost I won't say forced, but there's something that's driven in them to find him, reach out to him, and tell him that it happened the way it said. They're all, many of his clients have called back with those confirmations. Okay, Jane says, thank you. I can get myself to a higher vibration. Hold on, guys, my screen scrolls really fast. I can get myself to a higher vibration, but I have trouble keeping it there for more than a couple of days.
Vibration is from God. It doesn't ever leave you. He promised, I will never leave you or forsake you. But it's about your ability to receive the energy, whether it's too much, too intense, or too fast. You can't control the power of God, but you can control your own mind. And that never leaves you, ever, ever. Even after death, it doesn't leave you. Just a matter of focus and intention. Raise the vibration and don't try to force it, because if you force it, you'll lose it. If you allow it to happen, it is there always, because you are open and receptive to its power. And miracles will happen, and people will say, wow, how did that happen? Because you allowed it to happen. You can't force the hand of God. You have to allow the hand of God to work through your body, which it created in the first place.
It takes time. It takes time to stay connected 24/7 to develop that ability to stay. Don't you?
I believe that the ability never leaves you. I believe that when you have faith, faith is an active force. It's an accelerator to the energy. It knows that it exists. It knows how powerful it is. It is all powerful. It's about you opening your mind and your heart and your receptors as faith generators to maintain the energy at all times. Nothing can deplete that energy. Nothing can take the energy away from you unless you allow it.
Okay, so here's another question that's coming in. I would like to connect with my spirit guide. What can I do? I am inviting him or her in. What else can I do?
You can take deep meditation, first of all. When you invite them in, that means you are invoking the spirit. And you're calling forth the energy of not just your spirit guide, but all the ancestors in line who want to be with, and your angels. Even an ascended master who wants to guide. What you do is burn your candle, a white candle, because it's non-judgmental, one without a fragrance. Take a drop of olive oil and put it over the candle. Anoint it with prayer. And then when you light that sacred flame in the name of your spirit guide or your angel or Michael or Raziel or a protective angel, tell them to give you the vision to let them come forth. Soon you'll hear a whisper and a voice within. And you'll always know that you're guided and protected. And they'll even give you the name, which is amazing. They'll give you the name, too, and you'll know. And somebody asked me one time when they did the meditation, who is Kazumi? I said, that's a very powerful ascended master who used to live on Earth and appears now and then in person to people. And one girl got Raphael, and now she's on Reiki, and every person she touches is healed. So your spirit guides are very important. They're with you, but they don't judge you and they don't force. And you can't force them to come. You can acknowledge them because they're always there. Another trick that works very well to see another person as an angel. Have a good friend who's in the same spiritual energy that you're into. Stand against a cream-colored wall or a wall that's white. Dimly light the room and stay about 3 inches above their head and tell them not to move. But you can move a little to the right. And then when this energy moves to the left, you'll see an outline of a figure move with that person, and that's their angel. You'll see them even jump out of the way or come back right back, especially with kids. So do that, and you'll know who yours is, too. They'll communicate with you in mind.
Oh, we're getting calls now. I just want to let everyone know the number must be working now, 914-338-0590. Susie says, wow, that's very powerful. Thank you. I will get my candle today. And also, here's Brenda. Brenda said, Reggie, talk about your childhood spiritual life.
Well, when I was 4 years old, I knew things all the time. I told my mother that she said somebody was coming to the house on Friday. I said, no, Mommy. He's coming on Friday. On Thursday, honey, don't disrespect your mother. He's coming on Friday. No, Mommy, I'm very insistent. He's coming on Thursday. And sure enough, he came on Thursday, and she looked at me and freaked out. And she said, don't use that power. That's evil. Don't do that. That's not good. God's going to punish you. Don't do that. And I knew that that wasn't true. But I kept it to myself for a long time. And everything I said, they went on a trip to South Carolina. And I saw this lady. I said, she's got to be careful. Her house is going to burn. Her house is going to burn. We got to get her, make her come to talk to you. She did. And when she left the house, it exploded. It was on fire. And my parents just looked at me really strange. Like, what kind of child is this? This is strange. They never knew. But ever since church, when I did prayers and healing for people, they got healed. Even my own mother, whose foot was broken, it was healed. And the doctors were amazed. But I go through things all the time and listen to people all the time. Even in med school when I went for that first year, I realized something very powerful, that people make themselves sick with dis-ease. They are not easy about something, dis-ease. And diseases cause a very powerful thing in the body. And the mind always reflects what's going on through the vehicle of the body. So I had a lot of experiences in my life that you would not believe, even casting out demons. I go to somebody's house, I see something jump out of this man's mouth and crawl around in a bucket and made them leave the house. By the power of Jesus Christ and the blood, I've seen it. And people shout and faint, even in my meditations when people come. One girl comes all the time, and every time I mention an angel's name that she doesn't even know, Metatron is an angel, a high ascended angel, she would pass out. And some people got mad about that. So it depends on what you're looking for. God works through me all the time, all the time. And I never doubt. Doubt is prayer backwards. And worry is a spiritual sickness. Learn not to worry or to doubt. When you meet an angel, the first thing they say is fear not. It's an incredible childhood. I don't regret one minute of it.
Dr. Reggie, thank you so much. Well, we've got callers here. I'm going to take you to Diane from California.
Okay.
Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Enjoying your program very
much.
Oh,
goody. Diane is a very powerful name, you know.
You think? What do you want to
say? Yes, it is. The woman of the hunt, the woman who knows what she wants and what she's going after. And a strong lady, a powerful lady. Sometimes so much, men can't handle it. They're intimidated. So it's a good force energy of the goddess.
Oh, you're so smart. I know that. And that makes me happy because I wonder why I don't find anyone as powerful as me to want to handle it. You know, this is like from left field question, but I'm curious what your insight would be. You know, I enjoy Blog Talk. I've really grown spiritually from listening to really, you know, who I resonate with. I'm really excited when you have shows. When I'm listening and I hear the same people calling, I'm not saying I don't do it too. I'm just curious. The same people calling, asking the same questions, show in and show out, are they just waiting to hear the answer they want? I mean, I just
yes,
don't,
because they're not really looking for an answer at all. I don't know why they do that sometimes over and over again, and they don't allow time to take place for the energy to take place. They want it to happen right now. I demand God to answer my question right now. Like, excuse me? You don't demand anything in spirit. You don't demand. Well, why isn't it this hasn't happened yet. Why is it not coming fast enough? Why? Because you're anxious and impatient. One virtue of the Holy Spirit is patience. And it will unfold just as you want it to. When they do that every week, it makes me nuts too sometimes. I say, why are you asking the same question?
Wait a minute. How about every hour on any show that asks questions?
Oh, no. And some people do that. They switch from show to show. I know. The same people. I had one girl who did it before.
So do you feel that changes anything in the ethers that would...
No, it does not. Because you know what? If they're not changing in their perspective and in their desires and in their love, nothing changes. No matter how many times they ask the question.
Right, because they're sitting on the computer. They're not living life.
No, they're not.
That an answer will change, but an action will change. Not a word. An action of movement is what
changes,
stimulates.
That's right.
Listen to me answer my own questions.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's all about me. I'm not referring it to anyone else because I'm just as guilty. I've done it.
No, but it's okay. You know, it's okay. Sometimes when you want it to happen so fast, you're not allowing the energy to take place to happen fast. A lot of times it's in your own mind. But change is something that does happen. It does happen a lot. And you realize that you set in motion the forces of change. You do it. And you call for improvements and call for a different attitude and call for a different frame of mind or subject. And the forces of circumstance and chance and serendipity work toward this change. It starts from within.
Of course. I love this validation. Boy, did that spark. My heart's pumping. What a way to wake up in California before I even exercise. Thank you, doctor.
You're
Thank
so
you,
welcome,
doctor.
Sweetheart.
Bless you. Wow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Dr. Reggie, I have Jean on the line. Good
Hi,
morning,
Jean.
Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Morning.
Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
I miss
morning.
Seeing you.
I miss you, too. You'll see me really soon.
Good.
Yes. Calling, Dr. Reggie, I have some words that keeps ringing in my head or my thoughts.
Okay.
Expect the exceptional.
And what a wonderful thing to have resonate in your mind, because you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It is exceptional. When you trust God, it's an exception. It's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And you are summoning these powers in your mind. It's resilience and it's renewal. You are summoning the powers within and from without. And this power will help you to face the world as it is.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you to make your own happiness in spite of difficult situations. So expect the exceptional. You are an exception when you stand out among the crowd. You're not like everybody else. So in this place, there's always light, there's always peace, there's always healing, and there's a new understanding of the power of God. That's exceptional. You're understanding children and animals and nature. You're understanding relationships much better. That's the exception as opposed to somebody just getting angry and dismissing it. And you're trusting the power of God. It's a holy, sacred space. It is an exceptional thing to do, to trust that power in God. No matter what you're going through, you get into a magical mountain, a wonderful place. So thank God you're getting that message. Learn to trust it in yourself. Every time you're in a situation and it tells you, this is an exception, yes, it is. Because I'm singling you out to do great things.
Right. Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That's really great. Yes.
Thank
I
you.
Needed help there with that. Thank you.
Bless your heart.
Wow. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Good morning, area code 203, you on the air.
Good morning, this is Woody.
Hey, Woody, how are you?
Fine,
hey, Woody, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good.
My question is, I guess, do you see any marriage or any more kids for me down the road?
It's funny you said children. Do you have two kids now or three?
Two.
Mm-hmm. I know you want this, a third one coming. Is it a boy or girl you want? Is it a boy or girl you want?
I have two girls. I don't like the boy.
You have two girls already?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to affirm that this girl will come. Are you in a very loving relationship right now?
No.
Okay. That's the reason children hold back sometimes. They know what's going on. But I know right now God will hear you and aid you and this person that you find to start another, the same family, but a beautiful family, bringing the energy to start this family together, bringing love to start this family, and bring commitment to start this family. You will hold this child, this little boy, as an extension of yourself in mind first. And the power of love that will cement and thread this family together. And take an item of a little boy, a little thing that could belong to a kid or a picture of a baby, and hold it up to the universe and say, this is a token of my commitment that I am ready to make with my wife or the love of my life. Make this commitment. And we are ready to love our children. We're ready to enjoy our children. And we're ready to have as many children as we want. And I know that you will honor me, Father. Thank you so much. And so it is. It's almost like you're doing a prayer in advance before it happens. Jesus said, when you pray to your Father, believing that you already have it, it shall be done unto you. And so it is. I see a boy.
Okay.
But you have to bring the love of your life, not just to have children. It's one thing that's good, but to have them and not care for them is a horrible thing. Everybody wants a mommy and a daddy in their life. And I believe that's why God set it up that way, to have a family. Sometimes it's not the same kind of family we want in traditional times today. And people break different laws to do things that are outside of the so-called norm. But with this picture in your hand, you're going to call upon the helpful powers of God to aid you and to hear you, to desire to start a family and to bring the baby into your family, a baby boy that you can love and play and enjoy. Okay? And feel that. Never lose the promise of this baby. Hold on to it.
Okay.
So I hear baby in the background.
Yeah.
Okay, Woody. Well, you got your hands full.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling in this morning. Okay. Let's go to our next caller. Good morning. Area code 917, you're on the air.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
What's your name?
Ellen.
Ellen? Okay. Ellen, you have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning?
Actually, Dr. Reggie, I'd appreciate it if you would just give me a message from my angels or from my guides.
Mm-hmm. There's one powerful one dealing with love, that you have so much love yourself. Don't dismiss love when it comes to you. You're a very powerful person. And you're very tuned in to these energies. You have healing ability with Reiki and other kind of healing forces. Using tools of the trade like the tarot or crystals or cards, that's good. But I want you to affirm, I call for love and love comes to me, guided by the light of my flames. Whether it be from near or far, My love is drawn to me, and I give love, I receive love. I give love, and I receive love. There are no judgments and no labels in my life. Just a wonderful experience. A holy marriage, a sacred flame, always there. And I'm always willing to love and to be loved and give it out all the time. And God gives it back to me freely. And you're going to write a book. Have you written a book yet?
Not yet. I had some ideas, but I got busy with life.
Yes.
I have to get back to them.
And you will. It's going to be very good to empower people. A lot of female clients are going to be really impressed by this. So, helping people all the time. So good for you.
Wow. Well, I'll say thank you so much for the message. What a wonderful way to start the day.
Yes, amen.
Wow. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So I don't know, Woody's not on the line, and I don't know if he's listening on the air, but the people in the chat room were commenting on him, and so I just want to share with him some of the things that were coming up in the chat room. First of all, Brenda, you know, Brenda is into names, and she can tell, she gives you the vibration of your name. She says that Woody equals secretive and shares only with those he trusts. So he spends time in dreams and wonderment, keeping his thoughts in a direction towards writing out what his affirmations are. Life has brought him many disappointments with rejections because of misunderstanding. And Susie sends her love. She says, I pray that Woody receives what he is hoping for. So there are people here supporting you, Woody. Again, let me let people know we had some trouble with our line this morning, but it is open. 914-338-0590. Our chat room is pretty active this morning, so we're going between the chat room and our live the call-in number. So if you have a question for Dr. Reggie, go ahead and give us a call. 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Fine.
What's your name?
Sharita.
Hey, Sharita. You have a question for Dr. Reggie?
Yes, I'm standing at a place right now, and it's a possibility that I have to move, and I really don't want to. Because I moved out here because of the benefit of my daughter and getting her a better education. And so I was just wondering, what do he see?
Your daughter will get an education whether you're there or not. I hope that she knows that, if she's really wanting the education and wants to have it. Because in the spirit world, there is no competition for her. She's calling forth her strength and her wit and her skill. For great power in her, it will happen. But I'm glad you're with her because you will encourage her to stay on the path of education. That's one
right.
thing. And I think that you guys want to move. There'll be a move that you move together again. And she may not be disrupted. If she moves, she'll be in a different school, blah, 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 that kind of thing. But in the meantime, don't worry about the money or the place where you are. You have to bloom where you're planted. If there's something unhappy where you're living, you're not being forced to move. It's either one of two things. Either it's the money or the person is unhappy. So you have a choice. Either there's money not coming in like you want to, or that the place where you're staying is uncomfortable for you to stay with another person involved. So your focus is going to be on you and your daughter and her happiness and her education. Focus on that first, and I promise you, the energy around you will let you stay there unnoticed until it's time for you to move, and you have the money and the wherewithal to do so.
Okay, because the reason why I moved out here, like I said, is to get her into a better school system because of the disability that she has, and I know if I go anywhere else, she's not going to get the special
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know, and here where we at, they're being really helpful, and she's getting all.
Well, are you in a different state altogether, or a different region of the state?
Well, the city, you know, we were staying in Detroit, and I know Detroit doesn't have a good school system, and so where
right.
I'm at now, they far beyond making sure that she get all the. Meeting all her special needs that she have, and I just don't want to just get up and move again.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, what makes you fear that she was not going to get the special treatment? You're not going to be forced? Are you being forced to move now?
Well, the thing is, if I move, well, this is the situation is I'm getting assistance from another agency, but they're only going to pay so much, and I'm paying the rest.
Yeah, I'm saying it's about the money, right. Mm-hmm.
And the place where I'm at, they're increasing my rent, which I know that some places will do that, but if they can just open up their hearts.
You too, because you know what? You're working, is that correct?
No, I'm not. I'm
okay, so the thing is with the disability and her too, the thing is you're depending on that money to live on.
Right.
And her her special need education.
Right.
That she'll get special need and care, and it includes medical care, mental, psychological care, and
right.
regular housing every
right.
day.
Right.
Cut back on corners. I'm serious. Cut back on corners. Don't be extravagant with anything. And teach her the same lesson
mm-hmm.
to be happy with what you have
mm-hmm.
and be grateful for what you have right now. And then God will provide the increase. I promise you that.
Okay.
Find something to be grateful for. Grateful that you have a daughter who
mm-hmm.
loves you and you love her, and you love her enough to move to get her a better education. Thank
right.
God for that. Thank
right.
God that where you're living at now, thank you, God, no matter what I see, I'm thanking you for this experience because I know it's always going to be better. Call on my angels, call on my guides to help me. Thank you, God. And watch what happens. Try for 7 days, I promise you, and call me back in 7 days. On the next Friday.
Okay. Thank
Let
you.
Let me know the miracle. Okay?
Thank you.
And I'm praying for you too.
Thanks. Thank
All
you.
All righty. Okay.
Bye.
Wow. Okay. Erico 401.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Morning.
Where is 401?
401 is in Rhode Island. This is Erica.
Wow.
Oh, Erica, Reggie.
Oh, Erica, hey.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm calling
okay.
about my daughter.
Okay.
Her name is Callie, and she's having a difficulty right now, and I wanted to talk to her after school when she got home, and I wanted some advice from maybe her guide that I could pass on.
Okay. I feel her being very good about what she is and who she is, you know. She's very independent and very willful, too. So you can't make her change overnight. It takes time, even though she's a sweet spirit. And I know she has a lot of helpful power. Ask God for her protection and for her health. And that you, as a mother, are surrounded by your own protective power. And keep her near you and listen very carefully to what she has to say. Children are a gift from God. Listen very carefully to her because there's other things going on. And you love this little girl. You love Kylie. She has a beautiful spirit. She's very balanced. And you're ready to provide wonderful space for her and who she is. And keep it near her that the sun protects her, and she's a powerful spirit. She really is. If she's having any difficulty, it's because she wants to be aided in some way. A little girl with a baby at the same time, no matter what. And you're ready to make a great commitment to her as a mother. You don't want to intrude, but you want to allow her to grow and allow her to be who she is. And what you want to do at night, take something that symbolizes peace with her, like a blue ribbon or a blue something, and put it under her pillow at night. Blue will calm her down and protect her energy with Michael the angel. And affirm with this energy, thank you, God, for my daughter. You're constructing a brand new spirit in her being that's not rebellious, but that's loving. And I choose to do this by calculating the best time for this energy. Seasonal and astrological factors may be involved. What sign is she?
She's Sagittarius. Well, she's
Oh, yeah. And see, that's an air sign, too, and fire. It's combined. She's a very powerful spirit. That's the centaur, the half horse and the half person. And she's going to, she shoots those arrows at you, and sometimes they hurt. And some people don't understand that she's not being mean. She's just being forceful, getting her way. Not aggressive, but she's being assertive. And she doesn't want that taken away from her. Are there any fights around her or things like that in school?
Any what?
Fighting and stuff or just rebellion?
No, she's very peaceful.
Yes. What's the problem?
She feels like she's not in control of her eating.
Okay. But why is that a problem at school?
Well, I said when she comes home from school, I would help her.
Okay. Now, if she's out of control of her eating, something is bothering her. Something is eating her, and she's trying to eat to make up for it. There's a deep-seated, subconscious, psychological problem embedded in her mind that she's not talking about. Is her father with her or with you guys?
Yeah, we're a family, yep.
Okay, good for you. So that's one thing we know is not the problem. Is there somebody she's missing or somebody she wants to be with that she's being restricted from? There's something bothering her in the home.
Yeah, I mean, she really does not get along with her sister right now.
Yeah, see, and she wants to. I'm sure the competition, because when that happens, that's a crazy thing. It really is, and it's not always good. I don't know why she's not getting along with her sister, but there's a change there, and there may be competitive things for your love. So what does she do instead to make up for it? She will eat to bury the hatchet.
Right.
She will eat, and that's a psychological thing. And I'm not going to say it's disorder, but it really is. And you don't want that to be happening all the time. If she's eating, if she's gaining a lot of weight, oh my God, you don't want that to happen. Not at all. So we need to learn that in the spirit there is no competition. But she doesn't know that yet though. You know what I mean? So what she has to learn to do is say, I see my sister for who she is. I'm not gonna get mad. If I get mad, I'll eat. If I get upset and cry, I'll eat. I was achieving, I'll eat. I don't want to study. I'm good who I am, but I'm going to eat my way out of this. But you can't eat your way out of this. There's a pain that we need to relieve between her and her sister. You won't force it, but see what's going on with them. What do they argue about, mostly?
They just can't stand being in the same room. I'm not even sure when it started. They used to get along so well. Like,
right.
All of a sudden, it was just so sudden. And I try to pinpoint what she thinks it was, but honestly, she just...
Who was the oldest?
Her sister.
Her sister, okay. Did she always get the attention more than she did?
Well, she's heading out into the world after graduation, so I think she probably is getting a little more focused right now.
And that's good, too. And let her know that we love you, you are beautiful. And you're healthy, and we love you, and no matter what, and let them both know that sisters is a very powerful thing. It is really powerful, and so is family. And they need to know that with each other. You only get one, you know, in terms of the birth family, and let them know that's powerful. And we are here, we share good times, and we share good memories. We enjoy being together, we enjoy working together, we enjoy helping each other. That's what family is about. And let her know, I love you and your sister loves you. No matter what happens, you have to know that. We honor ourselves as family. And learn to love your sister. You came from the same mother.
Well, Reggie, Brenda's into names, and so she's giving this.
About Callie?
Yes, Callie. Equals security is her question. And feels that her daughter needs more education, but her daughter wants to have her own control. Early in age, her daughter rebelled and this spirit is still with her. So in the beginning of your reading, you were telling Erica that she has a strong will.
Yes, she does.
And that she needed, that Erica should place the blue ribbon or something blue under her pillow.
Because what that does is activate the subconscious mind for peace and security and for her healing.
Which, in turn, is probably going to impact her eating.
Uh-huh, sure, it will.
So she's just trying to find... She's trying
and tell
to
her
find
at night when she goes to sleep, honey, you are protected and you eat normally like everybody else. You're not eating out of habitual stuff or just to make it habituated as a habit. You're eating because you need to eat. You're hungry. And you know when you're full and you will stop. And so whisper that to her when she's sleeping. And again, you'll see changes. In 30 days, she'll lose weight. She'll look good and she'll feel better about herself. And there is no competition between her and her sister. Knowing there's only love in this family. And nothing can break that bond. There's only love. And I'm asking the angels to come forth. Help her with her eating. And you watch her with her eating. And just ask her very gently, are you full yet?
So it sounds like it's a lot that I can do without really explaining it to her.
Yes, even subconsciously you can. Without hurting her feelings or making her feel like, why are you always saying that to me? Blah, blah, blah. It won't be that at all.
Okay.
Just let her know subconsciously that you love her. Even if there's a blue gemstone or blue, something natural to put under her pillow or under the bed, because it's very powerful to do that. It resonates a frequency.
All right.
Okay.
That makes me feel better. I was nervous.
And to calm her down from eating so much, because that can be very hurtful for somebody who's young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'll do that.
All right.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, guys. 914-338-0590 if you have a question for Dr. Reggie this morning. Just call in, dial our number, and press 1 on the telephone keypad. Reggie Alton Weeks was in the chat room, and by the time I said hi, he had disappeared from the chat room. I thought we were going to have a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, Alton is a very talented person. He really
is. I know. He has beautiful, beautiful cards.
Mm-hmm.
His work paper is amazing.
It is. It really is.
You know, I don't think a lot of times we negate the power of prayer and affirmation. But that's the creative, that is part of our creative toolkit.
It sure is. Meditation, visualization, and affirmation. When you affirm something, you said, I want this world to be filled with love and peace and harmony. Love and peace fill my inner being. And I let love and peace flow through me. So that means your relationships will be a mirror that reflects your inner harmony.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, then they won't.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgive my mother. I forgive my past. I forgive my father. I'm building a bridge to the future. And people love me. You're always talking to yourself. Self-talk is very important and very empowering. You don't want to lose who you are in the world. You are a special, individuated identity that came here through God and from God. And you're always connected. Sometimes you lose connection and lose transmission with negative thoughts. Learn to get back on track and realign yourself and your spirit. And God knows your heart and your intentions and will help all the way. Affirming is very powerful.
It certainly is. Wow. Well, I think what we should do, Dr. Reggie, is go ahead and go into our closing prayer. It's been an awkward morning for us because of the phone situation. And,
it's not awkward. It's very powerful. And I thank God for the situation. Let's put it right where it is and say, you know what? The Lord wanted this to be this way. And whatever happened, whether it's technical difficulties or what, it's not a difficulty at all because Spirit goes through all of that. And people got a chance to express themselves fully in the chat room. And the people who called in got what they needed. So I thank you, God, for everything at this point. It's not a difficult morning. It's just a challenging situation that we overcame.
Well, we certainly did overcome it, and then the lines did start working again.
Yes.
That's for sure. All righty. So, listen, if you this is my last call, and we're going to end the show a little early this morning, 914-338-0590. If you have a question for Dr. Reggie, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. Otherwise, we're going to go into our closing prayer. Whew, it has been an exciting morning, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay, here we go.
All righty.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the people that called in. And for the people who wrote in, thank you for Brenda Bradshaw and all the people on the line, Erica and her daughter and everybody who called in, that they will be blessed and your hand will touch them and in their situation in their life. And then the mother and daughter who need special help as a special challenge for not moving, bless them and bless the situation and heal and nurture and honor in the soul. I thank you for the power of intuition that we all have. And thank you for the power of naming and the power of standing. And for Diane and all the people who called in from California and Rhode Island and everywhere, I thank you for reaching out to these people. And you know them by name and you know every hair on their head and know what they have to do in this life and why they were born. Let them fulfill their mission and their promise and walk in the light and the power, including Jeannie, who calls in, and the messages that Jean hears. Bless everybody with love and peace and light and power in your spirit, which never dies, in your spirit, which knows everything, in your spirit, which withstands all. I believe it is so, and so it is.